Okay, awesome. Tonight we're going to pick up in our incredible series on groundbreaking Shuvot of the last century and discuss a fascinating topic that on one side, at first glance might be very clear and you could make a simple argument in either direction, but is a little bit, it's very interesting. I know the reason why it caught my eye is the first time I saw it in the Mishnah Halachos by Rav Menashe Klein, one of the poskim of the previous generation. I was just kind of like, wait, that's a thing? And that's what kind of led me into it. So I'm sure that's the thought that many of you guys had as well. Tonight we're going to discuss a odd and interesting topic about women playing instruments and whether or not you're allowed to listen to the woman playing instruments, right? You're walking on, as one of the guys said, you're walking somewhere in Yerushalayim and there's a, someone playing a guitar or whatever. They're trying to raise money for their tzedakah or whatever. Are you allowed to listen to them? Is that going to apply? Din of Kolisha? Or you go to a wedding and one of the members of the band, right, the drummer is, they have a female drummer. Is that going to be a problem, al pi halacha? Or, no, there's no problem. She's not singing, so what could be the issue? So that is the question we want to approach and address tonight. Is there a problem? And if so, what is the problem of women playing instruments and listening to said instrumental music? Okay? We're going to open up very simply with our, With the Torah, you can't not discuss Pesukim, right? So the Torah tells us, "As Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael Dashir Azot Lashem." Yom Ha'Emor Hashir Lashem Ki Yagasus Barachu Virachvo Rama Vayam. So after we left Yisrael Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, so then we saw that there was right Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael into singing Shira, but then 19 Pesukim later in Pasuk Chaf, the Torah tells us, "Vatikach Miriam Hanivia Achos Aaron Et Atzaf Biada." Miriam Hanavia, the brother of Moshe and Aaron, right? The wonderful Miriam. She came forward. She took the drum. She took her tambourine. And she started playing. Okay? So that is what that puzzle is. And then puzzle Chav Aleph seems to say, right? Right? Then it seems to say that Miriam also said Shira and... Miriam also said Shira, and that you'll see the words of the Pasuk of the Shira that Miriam said are parallel to the language of the Pasuk that Moshe said. Seemingly, what would, right, if we don't look any further, we open up a Chumash and we stop there. What would we have thought? Is there a problem of women playing instruments and men listening to them? Seemingly, we have a very simple answer. Miriam and Nevi'ah did it, so what's the problem for, she was.
Did we raise the problem at all yet?
That's discussing. We're working through it. So, right, the pasuk is telling us there's going to be a problem. There's no problem. What do you mean? Miriam did it. Rashi points out there, right? Et a tof, right? He points out, what is a tof? I don't know what a tof is. In modern Hebrew, we know what it is. But Rashi points out, no, it's a kli shel minei zemer. It's a type of instrument. Moshe amar shira lanashim. Hu omer vahem oni macharav. Miriam amar shira lanashim. So Rashi points out fascinatingly what's going on here. That Moshe was leading the men in shira. And Miriam was leading the women. There were two distinct camps. There was the Esos Nashim, the Esos Gvarim, and there was two distinct camps. So there's those Mefarshim, I don't remember, we didn't bring it on the sheet, that maybe the only reason why Miriam was playing the instrument was because she was leading the singing as well. So what was the reason of her playing the instrument? She was trying to drown out her voice, right? If she was just singing, that would be a problem. What?
Then why would she sing if she doesn't want that voice to be heard?
Well, because she's leading the woman. We need someone to lead the woman.
She wouldn't be leading it much.
The woman would hear, because they're right in front of her, but on the other side of the mechitza, let's say a few meters away, all the men are on the other side, they might hear her, her voice will carry, whereas if there's a little bit of drumming, there's a little bit of a tambourine action going on, that's not going to be a problem. So seemingly we would think, upon of, there's no problem. Then we're going to say another potential thought, right? We see from the psukim, there's a distinct separate area for the man and the woman. So maybe maybe Miriam was playing instruments in the woman's section. Maybe there's no problem in the woman's section. But what if I have a mixed crowd in Chas V'Shalom? Let's assume maybe there was a mixed crowd or one of the guys got lost, right? Maybe that'll be a problem. But seemingly, maybe the reason why it was okay for Miriam, we could argue, is not that it's categorically okay, but maybe I would have thought that Miriam it was acceptable because there was a distinct separation between the men's and women's section, between Miriam and Aaron, Miriam and Moshe, right? Klal Yisrael and the Ezra's Nashim, there were two distinct areas, and thus maybe there was no problem. The Gemara in Brachos and Chavdal and Aleph and in Kiddushin of Ayin and Aleph discuss a fascinating discussion. Amar Shmuel Kolbe Isha Erva Shanem Arki Kolcha Arev Umarcha Na. Right? The Gemara tells us in two different areas, and there's plenty of other sources on it, but we're not really going to focus too much on that tonight. is that there's an Isser of Kol Isha, you're not allowed to hear women singing, based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that women have beautiful voices, right? You know, everyone who's ever, those who grew up on Disney, right? Aladdin, right? All of a sudden, you know, you hear a voice, I'll give up anything, I just the wonderful voice, I'll do whatever I can to be with that person, right? It was something that was very enticing, and people would get caught, totally engrossed, wow, what a beautiful voice, I want to be with such a person. It's going to lead them to hear Horem of Isser, it's going to lead them to Taivas, and that's going to be problematic. So that's going to be a problem of Kol B'Isha Erva. It's considered like an Arayos. Whole discussion in the postgame, the Arayta, the Rabbanan, Machloka Rishon. The Shittim, right? That's going to also be, if we take it a little further, Kol B'Isha Erva, right? Note what the Pasuk here says, the Pasuk they're quoting. Kol, ki kolech arev, umarech nava na'eh. Right? It's that she has a beautiful voice, and she looks gorgeous, she looks appealing, she's an attractive woman. So maybe there's what to say. There's going to be an important discussion regarding, not our discussion for tonight, is there such a thing as Kol Isha for recorded music? Okay? That's going to be a discussion. So the Rashba points out that the whole issue of Kol Isha is, he asked the question, right? Ve'ela miyun yireh dafka kol shel she'el shalom. Oh, ba'shavat shalom ki'atam di'ikakar avadas. Right? The Rashba points out that seemingly Kol Isha, it's not just a question of singing. The Rashba would say, right, you go up to you walk into the makolet and you say, oh, I want to buy this bar of chocolate, this bottle of water, and she says, okay, that'll be 7 shekel. Whoa! That, right, you're saying, hi, how are you? How much does this cost? That lechora for the Rashba is going to be a problem of Kol Isha. It is any sort of shela shalom. It's not even just singing. Okay, the Shita Mekubetzeh takes it, right, goes further and says, no, he categorizes it. Right, there's going to be a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Is Kol Isha a problem always, or is it specifically, right, the sugya in Barachos, is it specifically only going to be a problem for during the time of Kriya Shema? Maybe only during Kriya Shema, guys, if we can put our phones down and focus on Shia, that'd be very helpful. If we're going to say that it's only a sin in the times of Kriya Shema, that is going to be categorically different. Shita Mekubetzeh says, "We perish in Tzavka for Kriya Shema." V'yesh Omer Tzavka Kol Shel Zemer V'Sar Mechusen. It's only a case in singing, but it's also going to apply even if her hair is covered, right? Hair covered meaning that she's dressed tzniusly, right? She's singing, but she's totally tznius, right? She's dressed kedas halacha. Her hair is covered kedas halacha, but she's singing. That's still going to be a problem. Okay, aval kol she'inu shel zemar. But if she just says, hi, this water bottle costs 7 shekel of makolet, whatever it is, any non-singing form, Shita Mekubetzeh disagrees with the Rashba and says, no, that's not a problem. And he says, right, even if she's not, let's say her hair is not covered, right, maybe she's not the most tzanua person in the world, there's still going to be there's no problem then. So Rashi also says that the Isser is not going to be during Kriya Shema, it's always. It's not just during davening, it applies 24/7. And the Isser is going to be to hear her voice, lav dafka singing. So you see three different shittos in the Rishonim. There's more, but I wanted to kind of be mitzantim a little bit for tonight. Right? One, the Rashba, it's going to always apply for talking, singing, and it's going to apply 24/7. Right? And dealing with the case, right, even when she's shnias or not shnias, it's going to be a problem. Sorry. He doesn't say that. Sorry, I mixed the Shita Mekubetzeh and the Rashba. Right, taking a step back. The Rashba says, anytime she says anything, right, Dafka Kol She'el Shalom, even when she's just saying hi, because that's going to lead to Kira Vidas, it's going to lead to an inappropriate relationship. Mashma from the Rashba, that it's not just a question of singing that makes Kol Isha Usser, but rather, one of the reasons why Kol Isha is going to be a problem is not just a question of singing, it's a question of creating relationships between men and women that might not be the most sneers, and we're going to try to avoid that, okay? So even if it's not singing, you're just saying, hi, how are you? How much does this cost? You know, normal pleasantries that you're saying, how are you feeling? Things along those lines. That, for the Rashi, is going to be a problem. It might lead to some, you know, licentious relationships, something that might lead to Kira Vadas. We want to avoid that. Shita Mekubetzeh, it only applies during Kriya Shema. It's only an issue of during Zman Tvila. And it's specific, right? If she's singing, then it's even if she's dressed nicely. And if she's not singing, then it doesn't really make a difference. Because what Rosh is going to say, it has nothing to do with Kriya Shema, rather it's always usher to your voice. Gemara Sanhedrin, we've discussed this before, if I recall. Okay? So the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses the case, right? Right? I'm a Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Right? There was a guy, Maisa Badan Echad, And he saw this gorgeous woman, Mamish. She was a tzaddikas, and he saw her davening on the subway. Mamish, man, I must marry this woman. She's Mamish, the most amazing woman I've ever seen in my life. She's beautiful. She has amazing midos. She stood up for the guy who walked in, who was the elderly man. She stood there saying to Tehillim the entire train ride with such kavana. This is the girl for me. I'm marrying this girl. No questions asked. That's our Gemara in Sanhedrin. And he says, right? And he said in his heart, his mind was set. Ubal v'shalurovim. And all of a sudden, he got lovesick. Mamish. He was so infatuated with her that he couldn't function. He couldn't focus on anything else in life. Okay? So he went to the doctors, and he said, there's no way to heal this guy unless he has bia with her, unless he sleeps with her. Amar chachamim. Better that he dies. Don't sleep. We don't tell you, don't just go and sleep with her. Oh, so you're sick. Okay, yeshkayach, you're sick. Oh, you're not going to start sleeping with women to a better, right? Yarek val yavor. Right? Our big three, Gilio Rayos. Oh, maybe she was a pnuya. This is not getting the whole discussion. But the Gemara seems to say, for sure, better that he dies. Then he takes a step, he says, okay. So he says, well, maybe I won't sleep with her. What if she stands in front of me nude? And what's the Gemara, the Chachamim responds? Better to die than she says, stand in front of you nude. So maybe she should talk, right? We'll set up a machitza, and we'll have a conversation through the machitza. And what's the Gemara say? Yamus, better that you die than you have a conversation behind the machitza, right? This isn't talking about any, right? You're sitting at a machitza, you're not even going to see her, and you're going to just talk to her. No, that's horrible. Gemara says you can't do that. Between our two great sages. The whole problem is she was an Eshet Ish. Of course, she's a married woman. You can't allow such a thing. Whereas she was a Pnuya. If I say the whole problem is that she was an Eshet Ish, then clearly if she's a Pnuya, it's fine. Guys, get off your phone. Not that hard. Let's put your phone on top of the projector. Let's make a little tower. It's going to be a smack. Okay? So, if we say it's the whole issue is an Eshet Ish, so then if she's not an Eshet Ish, there's no problem, right? Single woman sitting there playing guitar. Mamish, it's Heter Shidukim, it's Mutter to talk to her, maybe. If it's a mitzvah. Okay? So that's one approach. Bishlam Lamad Amr Eshet Ish, so that's better, right? If you say Eshet Ish, that's going to match your other cases. El Lamad Amr Pinuya, Isa, Michael, hi. If she was a single woman, what's the problem? Right? She's single. Okay, Shkayach. So we have Nida, Pnuya, etc. Maybe Yichud with the Pnuya is only the Rabbanan. Can't you go to the Mikvah? Not go to the Mikvah, different discussion, not for now. But those are going to be, right? It's more Kalev. She's not married. Of course, she's an Eshet Ish. That's horrible. Rav Papa Amar, Mishum Pka Mishpacha. You sleep with a single woman because you're lovesick. That's going to totally trash the family name. Everyone's going to be, oh yeah, Mishpachas Levi, whatever her name is. Right, they sleep with anybody. Oh yeah, he's lovesick. Oh, I'll sleep with you to save your life. Like everyone's gonna think the family is this Hefker family. They're gonna do what they want. It's gonna be horrible. V'rav Acha b'rei d'rav Ika Amar Kedesh Shelo Yibnos Yisrael Prutos Barayos. No, we couldn't be matir because then it's gonna lead to such a destruction. There's gonna be prutos everywhere. You're gonna want to sleep. Right, someone's gonna say, oh, I want to sleep with this girl. So what's he's gonna make up this whole story? I'm lovesick. I can't live without you. I can't focus on Talmud Torah because I'm only thinking about you all day. You're going to come up with all these stories. And then all of a sudden, I have to sleep with you. Otherwise, it's Bittul Torah if I don't sleep with you, right? That's just a stark taina, right? All right, isn't that a stark chakira? No, that's crazy. You're going to make Benos Yisrael Hefker, and it's going to be horrible. It's going to lead to a complete destruction of Klai Yisrael. So we're... What? Okay. But what comes out from this Gemara is we have to have very clear separation between the genders, whether it's because of Kamishpacha, whether it's going to lead to priestess. We see that there's a significant distinction between the genders. There has to be some sort of separation, right? Obviously, sleeping with her, seeing her naked is clearly crossing a line. But I would have thought, right, Malcolm Bikol never shdoch hakol. What's the problem? She stands behind the machiz, all right? She's behind this door in the kitchen. You're standing on this side of the door in the base medrash. Oh, sichas chulin in the base medrash. Maybe that's a shiloh, okay? So you're on the other door by the lobby. One of you is in the lobby. One of you is in the kitchen. You have a conversation, and all of a sudden you're going to be healed from your problem. Amazing. I would have thought, for sure, that's mutter. Gemara, no, you can't do that. That's problematic. Shulchan Aruch tells us in Aruch Chaim, right? Yesh li zahar mishmias kol zemer isha b'shas kriyashma. You have to be very careful not to hear a woman singing. During Kriyashma, the Rama says, "Vafilu bi ishto, avakol aragil Eino erva. The Rambam makes two very important haras. First off, Mashma of the Shulchan Aruch here that the Isra of Kol Isha specifically during Kriya Shema. Come on, Ariel. Okay, the Rambam points out this is going to apply even if your wife, right? You're a minion. You're singing. You're davening with so much kavanah, and all of a sudden your wife starts singing. That's going to still be a problem. Oh, she's your wife. That's still a problem right now. B'shas tefila. But if it's a voice that you're totally regular, that's going to be acceptable. This is going to lead to much discussion. B'zmanazeh, when in general we're discussing Kol Isha, when we hear different discussions in the poskim of today, right? There's a different relationship between men and women. So you go to the makolet and you know the woman rings you up and says, oh, it's 15 shekel for the water and the bisli. So that's going to be a relatively normal thing. The Ramah seemingly would be okay with that. The Shulchan Aruch might say that's a problem for sure during Kriya Shema, but not. But then in Evan Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch tells us very, very importantly, this is very important to remember. It is incredibly important that a man, Sammy, get off your phone. 40 minutes, you could do it. Put them on the table. You can do it.
I got it.
You can? Shulchan Aruch tells us, Sarek Adam Lizrachik, Mehanashi, Mode, Mode. You have to stay very, very far away from women. Very, very, Mode, Mode, double mode. Right? Let alone texting them in the middle of Shir. Right? You have to stay far away from texting in the middle of Shir from the base medish, right? That's a problem for sure. The Asr Lishma Kol Erva. Different discussion for now, but texting in the base medish is a problem. Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, the Piskei Shuvos brings down. You're not allowed to use your phone in the show.
Who says this?
Piskei Shuvos.
When is this thing your rabbi?
Discussion not for right now. We can discuss it later. Poll discussion of COVID-based matters. We have to take it seriously. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch can have an Ezra Chaval of Al. Tells you have to stay very far away from women. And then he says, the Asr Lishma Kol Erva. And it's Asr to listen to her, the voice of an Erva. Okay? V'amiskavin l'echad mizvarim. Elu makin oto makos mardos. You get lashes. Right? The Eilu Advarim Asurim Gan B'chayv Elavim. Right? There's Chayv Midoraisa, right? And you're going to get lashed. Very important. You really shouldn't be doing this. Seemingly so far, we've seen a discussion about Miriam Hanavia, how that's going to apply, right? She was playing the tambourines. And everyone else was singing. And then the men were singing. They were repetitively. How do we relate to them? We saw a different discussion, Gemara and Brachos, and in Kiddushin, about the Isra of Kol Isha. Three different shittos in the Rishonim. There's more, but we only brought three here. Whether it's specifically Kriya Shema, whether it's always, whether it's going to be, right, Dafka singing, whether it's any sort of, just hearing a woman's voice by definition is inappropriate. And then we saw the Gemara about, right, how strict we were about, right, distance from men and women, that even in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, they wouldn't even let him talk to her behind the curtain, which seemingly would be like, for sure, what's the problem? So we see it's very, very strict that we have to take care of it. Mashma the Shulchan Aruch, that Kol Isha would be specifically for Kriya Shema. Maybe there's some who want to say, no, singing is always, but just hearing her talk is going to apply to even for Kriya Shema. That's why maybe the wife, that's a different discussion. There's three different shuvos that the Mishnah Halachos from Nasha Klein discussed this. There's another tshuva, excuse me, that discusses this. I didn't bring it. Unfortunately, I only saw it this afternoon after I sent the Makoros to be printed, where Diane Weiss in the Mincha Yitzchak, there's a whole fascinating discussion about whether it's mutter to listen to one's wife singing. Is there an isra of Kol Isha when someone is in Nida? Okay? Right? During Nida, there's all types of Isurim and Harchako. You're not allowed to touch your wife, you're not allowed to sleep with your wife, you're not allowed to pass things one to another, etc. A lot of halachos for Helchos Nida. So there's a machloket poskim brought down in Petchei Tshuva in Yoredeya, and many of Gilei poskim discuss it. How do we relate to, or is there an Isur of Kol Isha when your wife is in Nida? Right? Rav Moshe Feinstein was Machmir, Rav Avadia was Mekel, etc. A lot of back and forth. Is there going to be a problem of Kol Isha when your wife is in Nida? So Menachas Yitzchak has a tshuva. I happen to think a fascinating tshuva that I personally am no egg like the Menachas Yitzchak's tshuva regarding Kol Isha during Nida. I personally really like that tshuva, and I think it's a really good tshuva. But the second half of the tshuva, he discusses whether or not one can listen to their wife playing instruments there when she's in Nida. Right? So whether she's a professional pianist, and she's just sitting there practicing. So clearly that has nothing to do with you, that's fine. But what if she's playing you a wonderful song on the piano, you come home from work, and she, you know, you come home from the Beis Medrash, and she always, she sits there and she plays you your favorite song, mamish, your favorite nigun, and you walk into the house, and your wife's playing this incredible nigun on her violin or on her piano. It's a mamish minhag haba. So that might be a problem, Menachas Yitzchok says. So now let's see, there's three different shuvos. We have a half hour, let's try and see them inside. As a chabura, a little bit, to see how Rav Menashe Klein deals with these discussions. So we're opening up with the first shuvah. Already has a one in chelik vav, one in chelik yiraf, and then one later on in chelik yirchah. Okay. So then he says, regarding the question of whether or not it is mutter to listen to your wife or to a woman playing a instrument or not, if there's a problem of right a woman singing. Note, I always find it funny in shuvos when they do this. Look what it says in parentheses in that first line. Ariel, can you read the first line in the parentheses in the first shuvah of Mishnah Halachos on the first page? The very end of the line? Oh, on that side of the sheet. Right here, in the parentheses, the very last two words of the first. Yeah! I love when shuvos do this. It makes me laugh. Rav Moshe does a lot of the American post can do this. They'll be writing a shuvah in Hebrew. They want to make sure you know what he's talking about. So he writes in English, piano, peyud aleph nun aleph. Or melodica, right? Everyone knows what a piano and a melodica are?
Yeah.
Right, they're instruments. Piano, you play with your fingers. Maybe melodica, oh, you blow into the tube and then play it with your fingers. So maybe that's part of kolisha. You're blowing into it, creating some sort of sound waves. I don't know. Right? Mem lamed aleph dalad yud kuf aleph. Right? It's amazing. Melodica. V'chein mishter nida, especially when she, or a question, right? Any woman or your wife when she's nida, whether that's going to be considered kolbisha erva, because at the end of the day, maybe the problem isn't that she's singing and her singing is enticing. Maybe it's the fact that, right? Shehigo remes nuos bekol shal yedeze yotzeakol kihugan. Maybe, right? Sound, maybe singing, kolisha, isn't just about the singing voice. It's about the sound waves being created. And by definition of her playing the piano, her playing the guitar, her playing the drums, she's shifting the sound waves in the air. That's all being done by her. So it's the kol, Isha. She is the woman who's creating the sound waves. That's going to be problematic. Right? All the physics guys, right? That's going to create ripple effects in the air, how we relate to it into our eardrums, right? Follows that, you know, AP Psych and AP Biology and physics, how it's all going to apply sound waves then into our eardrums, how we interpret it to our brains. It's amazing. So he's asking what Rav Menashe Klein is going to pass on this issue. And then he says, see my tshuva where I discuss the gramophone. Right? Gramophone being recorded music. No, you can't bring a raya from listening to a woman singing on the radio or a CD or something like that. Because there you have no idea who she is. Here she's in front of you. She's playing the guitar. She's playing the piano. Okay? And then he says, if you know her, for sure it's going to be a problem. There's a woman in front of you, and you know her, right? And she's going to be sitting there, she's going to be moving her body, right? She's playing the violin, and her arms are moving, and she's getting all into it. She's playing the piano, she's got her game face on. I don't know, I don't really play instruments. But I assume you get very into it. You see someone, they get very into it, their whole body's moving. They're into the song, they're dancing to the music. It carries their soul, it carries their body. They're flowing to the music. That, l'chora, might be a problem. So what's the question in this case? Okay, mila dina tzadku divrei kavod dor, though. No, I think you're right. That for sure there's no din of kol bisha erva. Shari amru ki kol kha erav. All right, right, specifically her voice. Right? But then it says, umar echa na. And it's about how does she look. Umar trey an inyane. There's two separate issues. Right? Based on the pasuk, he wants him to die. There's two different issues that come up. One is an issue that is the voice, and here that's not a problem. But part two of the issue is marechana, that you should look nice. And here, when she's playing, she's getting very into the music. She's right. She's jamming out. That might be inappropriate to look at. Okay. And he says here for sure that's going to be a problem because yeah, the problem is not a problem, but there's a tznias issue. Maybe there's no issue kolisha, but there's a problem tznias. El do kol makom mashakadov she'em bezeh isra medina after mitin kol isha leka. You're right, maybe there's no Isra Medin Kolisha, but about Ika Isra Medina Mitreitame. You're right, Kolisha doesn't apply, but there's two other Isurim. What are they? Chad Amo Dekaim Alon Dorachayim Simon Tokum, right? We say in the Gemara in Gittin in Orach Chaim Tavkos Samech Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Gadur Al Mizrach Bekli Yishir Bepeh Valiayin Chut Beis Hachasa Nekala. Is it also like more? Okay, basically what he's saying is that we have a Gemara in Gittin at the Zayin Aleph, also give Zimmerman Aleph to Aser Shachan Orach and Orach Chaim, right? That since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's an Isser to listen to music. You can't listen to instruments. So oh, she just posts it. Maybe that only applies in the pubs and the bars and the parties. Right? Maybe it only applies at weddings, maybe it's din and drums, maybe it's Yerushalayim. Post-Gimon and Rishon have massive discussions about this. Maybe it's something going to sleep with them right now. If Gimino, right, Shri Fira of Shalom Zavin, can I have my alarm clock set to a music? Can I fall asleep with the headphones in my ears, etc.? So problem one is, you can't listen to music anyhow. And yeah, everyone seems to be very makel. We're knocking down the fences that we set up for Korban and we're knocking it down. Well, we call Shaken Ima radios, and everyone, they've got their radios, and you've got your MP3 players, and your iPhones, and your CD players, your cassettes, your records, whatever else you've got, I don't know, whatever newfound shenanigans you've got to play instruments, or music. That's not good, he says. Vashenis, the Asher Lishma Misha Kizo, Hamizamarat HaKlaizem, and Mishum Tunuasav, and Mishum Kolisha, Ela Mishum Migareb Atma Hayetzer Haravu, Isser Gomor Bechlal of Israel Darayos. Yeah. The problem is not just the problem of Kol Isha. Kol Isha is not really a problem. But you're going to find an attraction to her. You're going to have a pull to her. You're going to see her. She's going to get into it. She's going to be jamming out. You're going to be watching her body movements. That is something that's inappropriate for Menashe Klein. Says so very, very importantly, you're right, Kol Isha doesn't apply. But there's a tznius issue. So Kol Isha might not be the issue. But you have two problems. One is listening to music after Tkufas HaKorban. After the, right? Unfortunately, we don't have the base of Mikdash. That's going to be a problem. Part two is going to be a tznius issue. He says, just like we have an issue, the Gemara tells us, about walking in the street behind a woman, right? You're not allowed to follow. What's the problem? I'm just walking home. I'm walking from my apartment to today's medrash. What's more kadosh than walking to today's medrash? Yeah, but you're walking behind a woman. That might lead to maybe more of the Yetzer Hara. If you're walking behind a woman on the same street as a woman, is going to lead to Yetzer Hara. Even more so when you hear that she's playing instruments, right? You appreciate her music, etc. And that's going to consider, he says, of Yisrael Darayos, how chamor that is, right? As Rabbeinu David Ben Zimra, right, says regarding this, right, going behind a woman in the shuk. Okay, right, and that even applies to your own wife, seemingly. The post can discuss it. You're not even to walk behind your wife in the shuk. And maybe you're gonna hear him while you're in the shuk. Okay, and then he continues in the first shuvah, and then he says, "Kol ha'ra tinuas evare ishu mavchim b'tinuasa adavar barush yevoli dehiru." And for sure, anyone who sees such actions, a woman's, you know, getting into her song, she's jamming out, she's playing her instruments, that's for sure going to be a problem. That's an iser gamor, even for your own wife. Right? And if you're sitting there, you're enjoying her music, what she's doing, for sure that's going to be a problem. And we should yell at this person, tell him he shouldn't do this. Yitzhar is going to take over him, etc. Okay? Right? And this is going to really be a massive problem. And regarding Nida, he says even more so. If we say there's a problem in Nida for your wife to set up the bath for you, she can't, you know, put out the cup of cold water for you to wash your face with, or warm water in the morning, right? So, Ilgos Nida, Harchakos, etc. Simon Kavsari, hey, and you're there. When she's in Nida. Okay, so even more so for her to play instruments, right? You're going to get a lot more hana from the wonderful Nigunin that she's playing you on her guitar, her violin, and the fact that she put up a bowl for you. So he says for sure it's problematic. And then, in the next Shuva, in Yud Aleph Nun Beis, he makes a deal from the Shuva of the Rambam. When I looked at this Rambam inside, I didn't really think it was such a great... I didn't read it so much. This is from the Rambam, that there's five Yisurim of listening to a woman singing, right? One is, Shimon, right, you're going to have Kol, it's going to lead to Tivshus and Unvelos, right? This is going to lead to Shira. It's going to lead to... maybe you're going to end up drinking together. Maybe you're going to start playing instruments together, and that's going to lead to a problem after Korban. And if she's singing, it's going to be a fifth issur of Kol Isha Erva. So then, Rav Menashe Klein is Medayik from the Rambam. Right? Seemingly, he's saying, if she was singing, it's a diak in the, if she was singing, that the status quo was that she was playing the instrument, not that she was singing. The status quo was she was playing the instrument, and that was ushered beforehand. So that's really, he says, right, he wants to be back in the Rambam, that really that's the case. And that, You want to say Kolbe Isha Erva, maybe it would apply in such a case, right? Even when she's not singing, it'll apply, right? Maybe if it's just her talking voice, so then clearly it should, maybe I would think it could apply to the drums or the guitar or the instrument. The Kol Shagain Shamakolam is Ameris Avel Nera, Pasha Dena Isha Mishim Kol Isha Erva, Akol Kleshal Kleh Ashir. Shir Shaba, either Isha Dzeh, Lo Bai Kol Isha. No, rather, it's not really Kol Isha, but rather, we have a problem, right, as I said before, that this is not going to be the most appropriate thing to do. Right? I remember I was discussing this, I asked on Thursday night, Rav Tretzky about this, what he thought. I said, are you ready to discuss it? He says, I don't have a source that discusses it. But he said, right, Rav Shechter Shlita was in Migdal Torah this morning. And he said, Rebbe Shechter is a very, very good piano player. And many times over the summer, right, Rav Shechter always comes to Entzis Kolel in the summers, and Rav Tretzky is on Entzis Kolel as one of the Rebbeim as well. And he says, many a times I've been in the Shechter's apartment, and Rebbe Shechter plays piano, and Rav Shechter sits there. And if it was us, I'm sure Rav Shechter would have told me, you can't listen to my wife play piano. So he said, I don't know anyone who asks it. But besides, I told him about this from Menashe Klein. He says, I've listened to Rebbe Shechter play piano many times, and Rav Shechter never once yelled at me. Rav Menashe Klein just says you should yell at the guy. Seemingly, Rav Shechter disagrees. So I don't have a source where Rav Shechter disagrees, but Rav Tretzky said Rav Shechter never said anything to him, so seemingly it'd be okay. Last tshuva, we'll end a little early tonight. Let's try and see it inside. Menashe Klein, third tshuva in Yerchet Nunchet. He's asked a question, right, about this tshuva. Someone sent him a question. And he quotes the Tiferes Yonason on Parshas B'Shalach, where the Tiferes Yonason discusses our pasuk v'tiach Miriam at the top yada. And what's the Tiferes Yonason, right? Shephira heish delakach l'kohanashim tupim bi'adam dekol isha erva. The reason why the woman took the tambourines and the drums and the bongos and the chevra is why? Because the Gemara Brachos tells us kol isha erva. They were singing that in Nigun, as Yashir Moshe, as Yashir Miriam. It was Gishmak, all the Nashim were singing. It was amazing, man, Olam Haba. And thus they took out their drums. Why? So that they wouldn't be able to hear them singing. In came the Mutar Lishma, Klizemer. From this Pasuk, from this parish of the Pharisee's youngest son, for sure it would be Mutar. Why? We see that they took out the Klizemer to drown out their singing. So clearly, if the whole purpose was to drown out their singing, then clearly the instruments were okay. If the instruments were a problem, then I would have said, that doesn't help. What could you answer? Before seeing how he answers it, the answer we could say, yeah, in Akinami, there's no problem of Kol Isha, of hearing the voice, but it's seeing it. So if the women were in a separate Rishos, they were in the Ezros Nashim, and the men were in the Ezros Gvarim, so then, even according to the Tveres Yonason, there'd be no problem here. So now let's see together how Rav Menashe Klein answers this. So then he says, right, I saw what you said, and I want to quote you. My grandfather, Sefer, in the Beis Shearim, in Sima, Orach Chaim Rishon Vav. So he said, no, rather, he loved calling Nigunim and Nigunim. Not all Nigunim are the same. There's different types of Nigunim, there's different types of songs. Vadim, Miriam, Hayuan, Hashim, Bipnei Atzvam, and Hashim, Bipnei Atzvam. We're going to differentiate between a case, what I just said before, where the women are on one side, and the women are the men on the men's side. Right, the song, when there's mixed dance, mixed crowds, is inherently a different nigun, it's a different style song than one, it is a separate zone. And if it's a separate zone, so the women were singing on their own, so there's no problem for Bnei Yisrael here. So then, when they're totally separate, distinct areas, so then they took it, so the men wouldn't hear their singing, that was amazing. If they were together, that would be a problem, and then he can say, right, what he says. But the woman sitting there, she's playing her nigun, she's got her violin, her guitar, it's geschmack, wow. Right? You're on a date, and your fiance sits there showing you how talented she is. That's going to be a problem. She's doing it for your hana. That's not going to be acceptable, Rav Menashe Klein says. Teda, right, then he says, but then it says, he continues in the pasuk. All the women came out and they continued to play. For sure, it would be usher for men to stand there and watch them all. So, but they're not hearing the singing. Okay, but here in a case that, right, it's going to lead to massive calls rush. It's going to be leading to a massive balagan. Everyone's going to lead to licentiousness and inappropriate. If it was really usher, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say something, right? If it was us, I would assume Moshe Rabbeinu knew a shtickle Torah, right? It was before Talmud Torah, before Masan Torah. It was before Har Sinai. Okay, that's a good shiloh. Maybe we'll discuss that a different... It's not for this slot. Maybe we'll discuss that in a different... I'm sure you guys have discussed that before. If not, I'm sure it'll be discussed. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. There's no way Moshe Rabbeinu would let the win. We're watching the 101 woman orchestra. Moshe Rabbeinu would never stand for that. Moshe Rabbeinu would never have been matan. Must be that things were totally separate, because otherwise Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he would have said something that was inappropriate. Okay? And then he says, Hare Hata Mimiriam Ayunoshi Mizamros Bapeh. The women were singing, Vine, okay? And they were playing the instruments, right? Imoto Lishma, Isham is Ameris Sophia, Vigam Pores Al Kli, Kumosha Zusham. The Chas, let's cure the verse. So maybe I would have thought, if she's singing at the same time that she's playing the instrument, it would have been mutter. And he says, no way, that's even more crazy, because then you have an actual problem of her singing as well. Right? She's singing that, she's strumming her guitar, she's singing psukim from Tehillim, it's mamish, menolim, habla, incredible ruchnias, it's geschmack, amazing kumzit. You're connecting to the Rabbon Shalom in a way you've never done before. And he says, no, pasha da'atzim ha'etzer, haya came under lo ro ha'nashim, ela shesham u'kom. No, they didn't even see the woman, all they did was they heard the voices of the instruments. And thus the instruments were purely there to help cover up the voices. Okay. So Rav Nasha Klein takes a fascinating approach. At the end of the day, he says, you're right. There really is no Isser Kolisha for her to play the instruments, for her to play guitar, for her to play the drums, whatever it is. There's no problem with Kolisha there. Elama, it's inappropriate. It's going to lead to a lack of tznias. So I know in Ami there's a problem, maybe it's about listening to instruments and music. Since Korban Mesa Mekdesh was one of these sort of a setup after the Korban, you kind of have to listen to music. And then number two is you're going to see, it's going to lead to, maybe you're going to be a tractor, you're going to see her body moving and she's playing the instruments. That's not so appropriate. And it's going to be right. So the difference is going to be maybe there, right there in Sefer Shmos when we left Mitzrayim. Az Yashir, right. V'tikach Miriam Hanaviyah as a tupim, right, v'et machalot. There, it was a case where there was a distinct, separate Ezra's Nashim and Ezra's Kvarim. There was no intermingling of the sexes. There was no, the guys weren't even looking. For sure, if they were looking, Moshe Rabbeinu would have said something. And it was also done to block out their voices. So Lemaisa, I don't think, I think practically speaking, everyone should ask the Rebbe, but if you're not, you're just walking by Ben Yehuda, or you're walking in the old city, and there's someone playing, and you just keep walking, that's going to be acceptable for sure. That's similar to what happened. Everyone should have a great day.